You are listening to Passport Talks, a podcast on how to become a true cosmopolitan, how to travel the world without visas, create a safe haven for your family, and access top-notch education and healthcare with a second passport or residency.
So you're thinking about buying property in Europe and gaining residency. That's a big step, but it could be a really smart move, you know, personally and financially.
It's definitely a popular route for people that are wanting to experience the European lifestyle firsthand. And what's interesting is there's more than one way to do it. Several countries have specific programs that grant residency through real estate investment.
Yeah, it's like a fast track to living the dream.
Right.
But I imagine each country has its own set of rules and requirements. Where do we even begin to break all that down?
Well, think of it like shopping for a house, but with the added bonus of residency. You wouldn't just buy the first house you see, would you? You'd consider things like location, price, amenities, and potential for growth. It's the same with these residency programs.
Okay, so location is key. We know Europe is the goal. But which country should we be looking at specifically?
Immigrant Invest, a group that specializes in global citizenship and residency, highlights four key players in this field: Greece, Cyprus, Malta, and Spain. They've guided a lot of people through these programs, so they have a really good understanding of what works and what doesn't.
Four very different countries, each with its own unique appeal. But let's talk numbers. We know there's an investment involved, but what are we talking about specifically? Is this something only millionaires can afford?
Not necessarily. That's one of the fascinating things about these programs. The investment levels vary quite a bit, making it accessible to a wider range of people. Greece, for instance, is known for being the most affordable, starting at just 250,000 euros.
250,000 euros. That's less than some houses go for here. So you could potentially own a charming villa on a Greek island and have residency too.
That's the idea, but remember, each country comes with its own set of benefits and potential drawbacks. Spain, for example, is at the other end of the spectrum, requiring a minimum investment of 500,000 euros.
Okay, so a bit more of a financial commitment for Spain. What about Cyprus and Malta? Where do they fall on the investment scale?
Cyprus sits comfortably in the middle, requiring 300,000 euro for permanent residency. Malta, on the other hand, actually offers two pathways. You can get a residence permit starting at 220,000 euro, or you can go for permanent residency with an investment starting at 375,000 euro.
So there's a lot of flexibility depending on your budget and your long-term goals. But how do you even begin to decide which country, which program is the right fit for you?
That's where getting clear on your priorities comes in. It's not just about the money. It's about your lifestyle, your family, and your future. Ask yourself, what's most important to you? Is it the investment level? The speed at which you could potentially gain citizenship? The tax benefits? Or maybe it's the ability to bring your family along on this journey. Each program has its own unique set of pros and cons.
Those are all excellent points. And speaking of the future, let's talk about citizenship. If you're thinking long-term is buying property and gaining residency, a path towards becoming a full-fledged citizen of these countries.
Absolutely, it can be. Think of residency as a stepping stone to citizenship, but the timelines vary depending on the country. Greece, for example, is known for having the fastest track to citizenship, with the possibility of applying after just 7 years of residency.
That's pretty impressive. Imagine being able to truly immerse yourself in the Greek culture and lifestyle, knowing you're on a clear path to citizenship. What about the other countries?
Well, Cyprus and Spain generally require a longer residency period before you can apply for citizenship, usually around 8 to 10 years. And here's where it gets interesting. Spain usually requires you to give up your original citizenship if you want to become a Spanish citizen. There are a few exceptions, like if you're from certain Latin American countries or the Philippines, but it's definitely something to weigh carefully.
Well, that's a big decision. It's not just about paperwork, it's about identity. You'd be trading one passport for another. So what about Malta? How does their path to citizenship work?
Malta's a bit different. While you can gain residency through real estate investment, their citizenship program usually involves a larger investment and a longer residency period. It's not as straightforward as the other programs.
Okay, so it's clear that there's no one-size-fits-all approach here. It's not just about buying a property. It's about making a life choice. You really need to do your research and figure out which country aligns best with your long-term goals and values.
Exactly. It's not just about residency. It's about investing in your future. Don't forget to look into the real estate market in your chosen country. For example, Spain's real estate market has been booming lately, with rental yields ranging from 4% to 7%.
So not only could you potentially gain residency, but you could also generate passive income by renting out your property. That's a win-win.
It can be. But remember, every program has its own specific requirements and conditions. Working with experts like Immigrant Invest can be incredibly helpful in navigating those complexities and avoiding potential pitfalls.
It's great to have that support system, especially when you're dealing with foreign laws and regulations. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Before we start packing our bags and browsing real estate listings, let's take a closer look at the details of each country's residency program. Where do we start?
Why don't we begin with Greece? It's a popular choice, known for its beautiful scenery, rich history, and, as we mentioned, a very accessible path to residency.
Sounds like a great place to start. Let's dive in.
One of the things that makes the Greece Golden Visa program so attractive is its flexibility. You're not limited to just buying a traditional house or apartment.
Oh, really? Now that's interesting. Tell me more.
Imagine investing in a fully furnished hotel or a tourist residence in a beautiful resort location with a long-term rental agreement already in place.
So I wouldn't even have to deal with the hassle of furnishing it or finding tenants. That sounds like residency with a built-in income stream.
Exactly. Or if you're looking for something a bit more unique, you could even enter into a timeshare agreement.
Timeshare. That brings back some memories. But I'm open to hearing how that fits into the residency program.
It's not your typical timeshare scenario. Think of it as owning a piece of a luxury property that you can use for certain periods throughout the year. Plus, it has to be licensed by the Greek National Tourism Organization, so you know you're getting a high-quality property.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So I could be enjoying a slice of paradise on a Greek island for a few weeks each year and have residency, too.
And here's another twist. You can even qualify for the Golden Visa by inheriting or receiving a property as a donation. Of course, there's some paperwork involved, but it's a possibility worth considering.
Wow, that opens up even more possibilities. So many ways to make that Greek dream a reality. But let's say you've made the investment. What happens next? Can you just sit back and relax, or are there other requirements to keep in mind?
One of the great things about the Greece Golden Visa program is that there aren't any residency requirements to maintain the permit. You don't have to live in Greece full time.
Wait, so I could invest in a property, get residency, and still live wherever I want?
You got it. You have the freedom to come and go as you please. You could spend your summers on the Greek coast, your winters somewhere warmer, and still keep your residency status.
That's amazing. So much flexibility. No wonder Greece is such a popular choice. But what about actually making money from your investment? Can you rent out the property when you're not using it?
Absolutely. You're allowed to rent out your property for long-term stays, which can create a nice stream of passive income.
So you could literally have your cake and eat it too. Greece is sounding more tempting by the minute, but we can't forget about the other contenders. What about Cyprus? What can you tell us about their residency program?
Cyprus offers a very straightforward path to permanent residency through real estate investment. You'll need to invest a minimum of 300,000 euro in a new residential property, and you can even buy up to two properties to meet that requirement.
So I could diversify my real estate portfolio and gain permanent residency at the same time. That sounds like a smart strategy. But I've heard there are some additional income requirements for Cyprus. Can you shed some light on those?
Yes, that's right. Cyprus wants to ensure that residents are financially independent, so they do have an income requirement. You need to show an annual income of at least 50,000 euro from sources outside of Cyprus.
Okay, so you can't rely solely on rental income from your property to qualify. But 50,000 euros a year isn't out of reach, especially if you're planning to retire in Cyprus. What if you have a family? Can you bring them along on this residency adventure?
Absolutely. The Cyprus program is very family friendly. You can include your spouse and children in your application, which allows them to enjoy the benefits of residency as well.
That's wonderful to hear. It's not just about creating opportunities for yourself. It's about building a future for your entire family. Okay, we've covered Greece and Cyprus. What about the other two contenders, Malta and Spain?
Let's move on to Malta, a small island nation with a fascinating history and a strategic location in the Mediterranean.
Malta. I've always been curious about Malta. It seems like a real melting pot of cultures with influences from Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. What's their residency program like?
Malta actually has two main residency programs for non-EU citizens, each with its own unique set of benefits.
Two programs. This is where it gets interesting. Tell me more.
The first is the Malta Global Residence Program, which is ideal for those who want to enjoy Malta's lifestyle and tax benefits without necessarily living there full time. You need to purchase or rent a property and meet certain income requirements, but you can spend most of the year outside of Malta.
So I could have a home base in Malta and still travel the world. That sounds perfect for someone who enjoys a global lifestyle.
Exactly. And here's a key detail. This program offers a flat 15% tax rate on foreign income that's brought into Malta. That can be a huge advantage for certain individuals.
A flat 15% tax rate, that's definitely something to consider. But you mentioned there's another program, right?
Yes. The second option is the Malta Permanent Residence Program. This one is geared towards those who are serious about putting down roots in Malta. You'll need to make a more substantial investment, including purchasing real estate, making a charitable donation, and paying government fees.
Okay, so a bigger commitment for permanent residency. What kind of investments are we talking about specifically?
For the real estate portion, you'll need to invest at least 375,000 euros. And keep in mind, you can't just buy any property. It has to meet the program's specific criteria.
There are always rules to follow, of course.
Yep.
What happens if you want to sell the property after a few years?
That's a good question. You're actually allowed to resell the property after 5 years. However, if you're renting, you need to maintain the lease for that same 5-year period.
So there's some flexibility in the long run. What about family inclusion? Can you bring your loved ones with you to Malta?
Absolutely. The permanent residency program allows you to include your spouse, children, parents, and even grandparents in your application.
Wow, that's incredibly generous. It really is a program designed for families. Malta is sounding more and more appealing with each detail we uncover. But we still have one more country to explore. Spain.
Spain definitely has a certain allure, doesn't it? The vibrant culture, the delicious food, the stunning architecture. It's a country that really captivates the senses.
It's definitely on my bucket list. What makes their residency program stand out?
Spain's Golden Visa is all about simplicity and straightforwardness. You invest a minimum of 500,000 euros in either residential or commercial real estate, and you're granted residency for yourself and your family.
Straightforward and family inclusive. Those are two big pluses. But what's the catch? There's always a catch, right?
Well, the main requirement is that you must hold on to the property. You can't simply sell it off after you gain residency. If you do, you risk losing your residency status.
That makes sense. They want to make sure you're truly committed to the country. What if you're not planning to live in Spain full-time? Can you still rent out the property?
Absolutely. You're free to rent out your property while you're away, and you could potentially earn a 4 to 7% return on your investment. It's a great way to generate passive income.
Okay, so I could own a beautiful Spanish villa, earn rental income, and enjoy residency perks. That's a pretty sweet deal. But I imagine there are other details we need to consider.
You're right. Each country has its own specific nuances and requirements. It's always wise to consult with experts like Immigrant Invest to make sure you're navigating the process correctly.
That's solid advice. But before we wrap up this deep dive into European residency, I want to touch on one crucial aspect: the actual process of buying property and applying for residency. It all sounds a bit daunting, especially if you're not familiar with the local laws and regulations.
It can definitely feel overwhelming, but that's where Immigrant Invest's expertise comes in. They've helped countless individuals and families navigate this process successfully.
So what does this process actually look like? Walk me through the steps.
It all starts with due diligence. Immigrant Invest will conduct a thorough check to make sure you meet the requirements of the specific country you're interested in. They'll help you choose the program that best aligns with your goals and minimizes the risk of your application being rejected.
Due diligence, got it. So they're kind of like the gatekeepers, making sure you're on the right track from the very beginning.
Yeah.
What's next?
Once you've cleared due diligence, the exciting part begins: choosing your dream property. Immigrant Invest works directly with developers in Spain, Malta, Greece, and Cyprus, giving you access to a wide range of options.
Direct access to developers. That's a huge advantage. No need to sift through endless listings online.
Exactly. They'll help you find properties that meet your needs and budget, ensuring you're making a smart investment.
So you found the perfect property. What happens then?
That's when the legal team steps in. They'll help you gather all the necessary documents, translate them if needed, and get them notarized and apostilled. This can be a complex process, especially when you're dealing with multiple languages and legal systems.
Paperwork, paperwork, paperwork. It's unavoidable. But it sounds like Immigrant Invest makes the process as smooth as possible.
They take care of all the details, making sure everything is in order. And once the paperwork is sorted, it's time for the fun part: a trip to your chosen country.
A trip. Sign me up.
Immigrant Invest will organize the trip for you so you can see the property in person, meet with the developers, and get a feel for the local culture. They'll also help you open a bank account in the country, which is essential for transferring funds and making payments.
So it's not just about the transaction. It's about experiencing your new potential home firsthand. I love that approach.
It's about making the transition as seamless as possible. Once you're back from your trip, the real work begins: buying the property. Immigrant Invest will guide you through every step, from negotiating the purchase agreement to transferring funds and registering the property in your name.
Buying property in a foreign country can be intimidating, but it sounds like Immigrant Invest takes all the stress out of it.
They're with you every step of the way, ensuring the process is transparent and as hassle-free as possible. And once the purchase is complete, it's time to submit your application for residency.
The final hurdle, what does that involve?
You'll need to provide biometric data, submit all of your documents, and attend an interview with immigration officials. Again, Immigrant Invest will be there to support you, preparing you for the interview and making sure everything goes smoothly.
That level of support must be invaluable, especially when you're dealing with a foreign government.
It takes the guesswork out of the process. And once your application is approved, you'll receive your residency card, granting you all the rights and privileges of a resident in your chosen country.
So after all that hard work, you're finally a resident of Europe. What an incredible accomplishment.
It's a life-changing experience for many, opening up a world of opportunities.
It's not just about the destination. It's about the journey and the transformation that happens along the way.
You've summed it up perfectly.
We've covered a lot of ground today, exploring the different countries' program requirements and the step-by-step process. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one piece of advice you'd give to someone who's seriously considering taking that leap and pursuing European residency through real estate?
Don't jump into anything blindly. Do your research. Think about your priorities, your long-term goals, and the kind of lifestyle you envision for yourself and your family. Each country and each program has its own personality, just like people. You need to find the one that resonates with you.
That's great advice. And there are resources out there to help people navigate all of this, right?
Absolutely. Immigrant Invest, for example, has a ton of information on their website, including case studies from real people who've gone through this process. Those stories can offer valuable insights and help you avoid potential pitfalls. Don't be afraid to reach out to experts and ask questions.
Well said. So to all our listeners out there who are dreaming of a European adventure, remember, it's more than just a dream. It's a real possibility.
You are listening to Passport Talks, a podcast on how to become a true cosmopolitan, how to travel the world without visas, create a safe haven for your family, and access top-notch education and healthcare with a second passport or residency.